Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Cable network news, called CNN, recently touted the breaking news that the U.S. dollar is in trouble. There's only one problem with that. Liberty Coin Service reported this story more than 2.5 years ago, in September 2019, when the Federal Reserve took emergency actions that indicated the U.S. dollar was in trouble. By now you know that consumer prices in America are soaring. However, you might better understand why bread, gasoline, cars and trucks, homes, and just about everything else seems to cost more if you look at this situation from the opposite direction. The best explanation is to take the example of an ounce of gold. Since Liberty Coin Service broke the story in mid-September 2019 that the U.S. dollar was in trouble, the price of an ounce of gold in dollars has increased by about a third. But what has actually happened is that an ounce of gold 2.5 years ago is still worth an ounce of gold today. So, what has changed? That's right. What has changed is that the purchasing power of the U.S. dollar has plummeted by 25%. This applies with every other good and service that Americans buy with dollars. A loaf of bread, a gallon of gas, a brand new car or truck, a visit with a doctor, or an hour of your time at work are still the same value as they were in 2019. What has changed is that the U.S. dollar has lost purchasing power. Therefore, you will better understand what is happening with your personal finances if you stop thinking that prices are rising and instead comprehend that the value of the U.S. dollar is falling. Once you realize that it is a dollar that is getting weaker, your next question is why? The answer to that question, that politicians and bureaucrats hope you never understand, is that the U.S. government and Federal Reserve Bank have complete control over the expansion of the money supply. Therefore, the quickest way to halt rising prices is to honestly stop expanding the money supply. It really is that simple. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WYLS or MacDonald Broadcasting.